Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry systemically designed for you to fail. Join us as we dive into the real life stories of survivors, experts, and advocates to debunk the common myths and fallacies of cults, scams, and multi-level marketing.
The FTC is asking for our help. On February 17th, a motion was passed to propose the implementation of a new rule for certain types of businesses to present an accurate report of earnings potential for people who are in need of a stream of income. Too many times have certain business models taken advantage of people who are desperate. In this climate, where the world has been shaken, job scarcity and fear have more people than ever searching for a new way to put food on the table. Too many times have people been misled by false or deceptive earnings claims. The business models in question include delivery services, online business coaches, and most importantly, multi-level marketing. The purpose of the FTC's proposed rulemaking is to prevent more people from being scammed into funneling their money into a business opportunity without all of the facts beforehand. If this rule is implemented, it could help hundreds of thousands of people, keeping many from going into debt or getting involved in situations they cannot financially maintain. In the world of anti-MLM, our biggest goal is to educate and inform. This rulemaking could change the game for potential victims of multi-level marketing schemes. The FTC has given the public 60 days to submit comments on this proposal before making a final decision. If you or a loved one has been personally affected by false money-making claims, tricked into a business opportunity that didn't make the earnings potential clear up front, now is the time to use your voice and tell your story. We need your help to sway the FTC's decision on this proposed rule and help craft the new regulations that multi-level marketing companies will have to abide by in order to avoid future civil suits. For more information on how to submit your public comment, please visit www.mlmchange.org. I am so excited to announce my acceptance of the nomination for Woman of the Year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for 2022. Man and Woman of the Year is a philanthropic competition to support blood cancer research among a group of motivated and dedicated individuals in communities across the United States. Candidates like me form powerful fundraising teams and compete in honor of two local children here in San Diego who are blood cancer survivors. Leukemia is the number one childhood cancer, and this year we're fighting for Avila and Marco. Did you know that currently there are only four types of cancer treatments for children? And they aren't even children's doses. They're basically just watered down adult doses. Because of these and other factors, 80% of childhood cancer survivors will develop lifelong chronic health problems. At the risk of sounding like a hun, I would love to ask you to join our team as we raise money to help fund the research for blood cancer, develop treatments for all, and find a cure. Visit robertablevins.com and click the LLS tab for more information on how to donate, sponsor, and be a part of our team. Welcome back to another episode of Life After MLM. Today, we are going to talk about the coaching industry and the coaches who coach coaches to coach other coaches. So I've got the expert here, coach and world-renowned coach, Chelsea Diamond, also maybe known by her real name as Rachel Wonderland. So hi, how are you?
So good. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm actually so excited. Listening to one of your podcasts.
Yeah, I love that. I love it when people say that they're listening. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I listened to that episode of with you and on the guys who left NXIVM.
Yeah, a little bit
Nippy cold-y. And
yeah, Sarah
listened
Nippy.
To that whole one. Yeah, Sarah and Nippy. Yeah.
I love them. Incredible. It's such a, yeah, that was a really fun experience too. So today, like I said, we're going to get to talk about this coaching industry. But I'm going to preface this by saying that you were never in an MLM. You know an exorbitant amount about it though, because in your real life, you are experiencing all of these coaches coming in because you're an entrepreneur and a business owner and all of these things. And you're experiencing this. And though not all coaches who coach coaches to coach other coaches are MLMs, a lot of them are. And so we're going to talk about that. And we're going to sort of dive into this like ridiculousness of funnel marketing and selling courses and, you know,
coaching people to coach other people. It's just a wild thing. So how did you, let's start off by even saying, how did you actually even get into this little micro niche of coaching and seeing all of this happening?
So I am a dementia care consultant. I work with senior living companies to improve their dementia care programs. But because of that, I'm very much online and spending a lot of time marketing myself and my business online. And what I kept running into was I'd get these like offers, and it happens all the time. I get these like inbox offers via email, via LinkedIn inbox now, via Instagram, of people who want to coach me to do business. And I'm always like, what? Because senior living is super niche, but then within that, dementia care is even more niche. And I have had a couple of business coaches, but I've really vetted the heck out of them. I want to make sure that who's ever like teaching me stuff has actually done the stuff that they're teaching me and aren't just coaching me to coach people about business. That's the main thing. And right. I've been a comedian for years. I say comedian. I've been doing improv comedy and sketch comedy for years. And I love imitations. I love doing impressions. And I found that there was no way to like make fun of what I wanted to make fun of on any of my platforms, because I have a very serious platform. I've got my business. And then I've also got me. And I was like, okay, well, I need like a public page where I can make fun of this stuff. So I created Chelsea Diamond, who's a coaching coaches to coach on Instagram. And then that just got fairly popular literally overnight. One night I woke up and I had like 500 more followers because somebody had shared it. So the handle for that, anyone listening wants to follow along, it's at coaching coaches to coach. Chelsea Diamond with two E's. Yeah, that's me.
The Chelsea with the two E's at the end is my favorite part. I also love that in your bio, it says make seven figures owning a business about owning a business.
Yeah. Cause that's all that this coaching thing is like, if you look at any of these quote unquote coaches who are like, I'm going to coach you to make seven figures. Like you go and look at their page and you're like, what the hell have any of these people done? And the answer is nothing. They've done nothing, but they're going to tell you how to run a business. And it's like, wait a second, what's your business model? Their entire business model is bringing people in to teach them how to teach other people how to run a business. And it's just, I mean, it's nonsense because it's like, where are your qualifications? Like literally zero qualifications.
And literally like the business is literally just teaching other people about the business. Like that's the actual business.
That's the business. The business model is teaching other people about business when you've never had a business.
Or that's probably business. Not business classes or business degree.
Nothing.
Maybe so, even never even seen an episode of The Office.
Never done anything. And it drives me nuts because I really care about authenticity as an actual entrepreneur who makes a real living doing what I'm doing. It is incredibly frustrating to see people out on the internet, you know, promoting themselves in a way that suggests they're crushing it. You know, they're doing so well. And you look into it, you do like any research and you're like, who, this person hasn't done anything. Who are their clients? They have no references. They've done nothing, but they're so good. Some of these people are so good at marketing themselves. You're thinking, damn, they must be making the money they say they're making, but they're not.
No, it's a whole new pyramid scheme. Like it's totally a pyramid scheme. And yes, these people, the only ones that are making all the money are the ones at the top that are like selling the courses to the people taking the courses to think that they're going to start their own course to make more courses to sell more money. But you know, nope.
Yeah. The course thing is its own animal. It's its own coaching problem because there are people who have made mad money making courses, but those people made courses 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And now other people are jumping in to make courses based on the courses they're learning from. But I don't I mean, it's like, it's like an MLM, right? Like, I mean, how far out can you take this? Because at some point, everyone will have taken a course.
Right.
So like, yeah, I mean, you can't, it's not replicable. And I say that all the time. Like sometimes people are like, Rachel, can you teach me how to start and run a business? And I'm like, no, not really. I mean, I'm happy to provide tips and advice about specifically senior living, but I always say, look, my experience is not replicable. It's not. I have soon to be 3 published books with Johns Hopkins. I have a master's degree. I have, in some ways, have been very lucky. And in a lot of other ways, I've just worked really hard and gotten in at the right time. So when someone's like, how do I do what you do? The answer is, I don't know. And I get so nervous for these people who are like, I'm going to coach somebody to do this thing. It's like, how can you possibly go to sleep at night and like lay your head on the pillow and think, what if these people can't have these results? You know, because inevitably most of them are not going to, like an MLM, unless you got in early, perhaps you come in with some money and some time on your hands, you are going to have way different results than people you brought in.
Yeah. And I think it's like really gross, especially when they're like, oh my God, my course, last time we launched this, we made $700,000. This is an incredible course. And it's like, if you've heard Michelle's episode, she was one of the people that bought the course and did nothing with it. And she had that same realization. She's like, this woman is bragging about stealing my money.
Yeah, because it's not replicable. It's not replicable. And then you've got so many people who are just like, oh, you know, if you just have the right mindset, and if you, you know, put in the time, it'll pay itself. And it's like, no, it, or like just offering a simple explanation for something that is really complicated. Like, oh, just do this, just make a series of YouTube videos. And what's terrible is like, this is kind of a bit of a slight tangent, but I watch a lot of anti-MLM, anti-cult videos on YouTube. So YouTube in the commercials, because I refuse to pay for YouTube, in the commercials between these, like the ads in between these episodes, they'll advertise these goobers who are trying to sell you on their like how to make 7 figures, like sitting at home, like your computer chair. Right. And I'm like, so it's like, I'm watching people be actively anti-MLM. And then I'm also being advertised to by this type of like predatory cult-like nonsense.
It's so wild, right? Because I also watch content and I'll get these commercials and it's like, hey, have you ever been in network marketing and you didn't have any results? Me too. And this is what I did. And it's completely revolutionized everything I've ever done. And you're just like, skip ad.
Like, and then you see, like, it's like, download my free e-kit to find out exactly how I got 7 figures on my first day launching my YouTube channel and how you can do it too. And it's like, what?
Three easy steps.
First of all, that didn't happen. Second of all, no. So, you know, I created this character because I was like, I need a way to get rid of this anger that I have around this. So I created Chelsea Diamond. I came up with that name. I was just like in the car and I was kind of coming up with a name for this character. And for some reason, that's what came to me. And I was like, that's hilarious. Yes. What's amazing about it is I've gotten messages from people, mostly women, all over the world. The UK has a real MLM problem, I think, maybe because they're just smaller than the US. Yeah. So they're concentrated. I don't know. But I've gotten a lot of messages from women in the UK who are like, look at this thing my friend posted. So I've like made friends making this ridiculous content. And I've gotten messages from people, and I'm sure, I know you've had the same thing, even to a bigger extent, which is I started out just to share this content. And then I've gotten messages from people who are like, this really made my day. Or like, I got a message one time from a woman who said, you know, I lost my best friend to an MLM, or like, you know, just like and, you know, I've been really grieving about it, and seeing your post today has completely turned my day around. Like I was having a really bad day and this really helped me. And that was like crazy to me and so gratifying, because I didn't expect to get anything back from this nonsense. I mean, I was just like, let me just make this ridiculous comedy character and we'll see where it goes. And it's provided a, you know, significant amount of entertainment.
Yeah. I mean, we love a good parody over here.
Yeah. I saw your parody. I saw your parody character, Trudy, right? Your MLM.
You know, and here's the thing. It's like, yes, like in this space of being an advocate against these things and educating, you get inundated with positive and negative attention. And it's like, it's wonderful when I know that I can do something and it helps somebody. But like, alternately, there's always somebody who's like, always. And so like, the parody character is how I'm able to get out that that's stuck inside of me and create comedy where I'm not making fun of that specific person, but I am sort of making a joke about the stereotypes. And I think all of us know a Trudy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, oh God, yeah, she's going to join another one. It's like, well, maybe this one's the one. And it's like, I want people to understand, come for the comedy and the content and like, but like leave with a little bit of an education, which is one of the things that I love about your channel as well. I think it is so funny. I love your bro character. Can we talk about your bro character for a while? Because like, I freaking love him.
He might come back today. I might need to do another one. So the bro character doesn't have a name yet, although I probably should name him. He has come about because, especially because of LinkedIn. So there are a lot of guys, I call them in my industry, like the senior living bros. There's a lot of guys, there's a couple of guys in my industry who are just brotastic. And their entire thing is like posting on LinkedIn these long diatribes. And you're like, what does this even mean? This is just words, right?
Yeah, here's some ranch for your words saying.
Yeah. And it's not just, it's all over the place, right? Like, especially Instagram's rampant with it in general, but because my LinkedIn is all like senior living people, I'm just seeing these posts and I'm like, what are these guys talking about? And always it's just like hashtag servant leadership, hashtag like, best foot forward, hashtag what, all these nonsense things. And it's this kind of like, you know, I love the pictures of where it's like one guy in front of like three people and they like take a picture. They have a picture of this guy standing in front of three people. And it's like, he's like, here I am like leading my team, hashtag team, you know? So for this bro character, I put a hat on. Like, that's all I do is I put up my hair. I don't wear lipstick and I like put a hat on and I just deepen my voice. So like I have a couple deep voice characters. I've got Elizabeth Holmes. So I do both my Elizabeth Holmes parody of Theranos.
And her voice is kind of like even deeper. It's like down here. So you really got to drop it, you know, when you're doing Elizabeth Holmes voice,
because it's ridiculous. But then the bro character is kind of deep too, but not as deep. So it's like,
yeah, I've got a team, you know, like people know about me. I'm pretty famous on LinkedIn. You got read 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's pretty much my Bible, you know. I really look to it for leadership tips and advice. Follow me. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So that, but like, there's a guy right there, there have been people, and right now there's like a dude that I know who is just actively awful about this stuff on LinkedIn, and it drives me crazy. And I see these posts and it makes me so mad. And the only way that I can release the anger in an appropriate fashion, and not just being on, you know, on the internet complaining about stuff, is to do it through comedy. It's wonderful to, and I find that after I do a post as Chelsea or as this bro or whoever, I feel better.
Yeah. It like gets the ickies out.
It does. It makes you, it just gives you a second to be like, okay, I put it out there, but I didn't put it out there in like an aggressive way. I put it out there in a humorous way. And
it's hilarious.
Yeah, thank you. What's hilarious is to me is when sometimes Chelsea Diamond gets marketed to by coaches who want to coach her. And it's like, okay, so let me understand this. You came to my parody Instagram, thought it was real, and then offered to coach me to coach other coaches. And sometimes I'll engage with it. I'll like message them back and I'll be like, oh my God, Boss Babe, that sounds like an amazing opportunity. Could you like first join my coaching program and I can coach you, and then I'll join your coaching program and we'll just like, we'll just get the synergy going.
Oh my God. Yeah. Synergy. Absolutely. So like, if I could just offer you like a little bit of advice. So I have this incredible coaching program that I think would just like pair so well with your existing coaching program, and like you could add it in. And I just think it would be so, I've been looking at your feed and I just think you're so beautiful and perfect. And like, I just think you would be so great to add in what I do with what you do.
That's what it has been. And it's like, what the hell? But what's hilarious is I've met people like you. I met a guy out in Chicago who does a parody character like this, and he has his own, his name's, I don't know if it's his real name, but he goes by Nate Canis, and he is a guy doing this kind of like parody leadership stuff, and he's really funny, you know. So there are other people kind of like, people are in on the joke. Yeah, but what's funny is when they aren't.
There is a really funny, yeah, when they're not. They're like, oh wait, this is a joke? How rude. yeah. There is a guy who plays like a cult leader guru character. I think it's TikTok or Instagram. I can't remember what his name, but it is so funny. I think his name's like Guru Steve or something. It's not that, but it's something like that. And it is seriously sometimes the highlight when I'm like, oh, he has a new video. His guru character is here. It is, it's very like Keith Raniere, like me. Yes. I don't know, like any creepy other person.
Yes. You know who I met too through this ridiculous account that I have is Bonnie, I don't know how to say her last name, Pleiss, right? From Next, she was in the Nexium documentary.
Yeah.
So, and like friends with Nippy and Sarah. And she and her husband, Mark Vicente, started following, like followed the character. And she sent me, like she reacted to a story and I looked at her profile and I was like, man, she looks familiar as hell. Why do I know who this is? And I got busy with something. I came back to it and I Googled her. I was like, oh my God. I was like kind of starstruck. I was kind of excited because I was like, I saw you on TV. So I wrote to her and I was like, cause she was like, this is so funny. And I was like, thank you. Hey, big, you know, congrats, like good job getting out of that situation. Like, I'm sure that was really hard. And she was like, yeah, it was.
So I love Bonnie. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. She's really sweet. And so like, she was like, yeah, me and Mark have been like cracking up about this account all day, which is so funny. Cause it's like, I was watching this, you know, glued to that Nexium documentary for like weeks or whatever, however long it took me to finish that. Yeah. And then I get this message, but it's like, it's, there is definitely like, be it MLM, be it cult, be it like the business cult, the coaching services, coaching coaches to coach, like it's all very much pretty interconnected world of bullshit.
Yes. And the algorithm is working and like more people are finding us and going, oh my God, these are my people. We're like, welcome. It's so nice to have you.
Yeah. Like if you came from a cult, like they did, if you came from, you know, network marketing, you know, whatever way you came into this.
I mean, I think we're even seeing it with people that are leaving the church because a lot of like the coaches, like your character, one of the things that he says all the time is hashtag servant leadership. And it's like, you see that all the time. I mean, we're seeing that right now in Monet. We're seeing so much faith manipulation in Monet with them doing their baptism at the Scottsdale Marriott. I don't know if that's,
oh no, I missed my joke. That. Oh, that's, yeah, awful.
They were in Scottsdale. I got that part right. The joke is the, yeah, Scottsdale Marriott. It's just funny. I don't know if that's the actual hotel they were at, but they were in Scottsdale for like a Monet retreat. And, you know, at night they all joined in the pool and sang worship songs and baptized people in the pool.
What? You know, and convention. I know like with LuLaRoe, they did a lot of LDA. They pulled in like, you know, by, yeah, at the end there, started pulling in the Latter-day Saints stuff. And a lot of these groups pull in religion for, you know, it's a good way to, if you're going to use it in a negative way, it's a great tool because I think you can put that on people a lot. You can say, oh, oh yeah, well, you know, like I don't know that you're really following our doctrine. I don't know, you know, what if they really bastardize.
Are you really faithful?
Yeah, they really bastardize people's religions. And I'm not a religious person, so I'm even seeing it like really clearly. But I can see how easy it would be to manipulate somebody, especially if they grew up in a religious household and then are coming into this and are being hit with this. Right. Somebody the other day, people constantly send me like anti-MLM stuff. And again, I've not been in an MLM, but I've for some reason just really in this
you've
world.
You put a target on your own back, just so you know.
I know. And it's like so bizarre. But people send me all this stuff. And somebody just sent me the other day, a woman who was like a health and wellness guru, which is what Chelsea Diamond, by the way, has just pivoted to being a health and wellness Ooh. Guru. Yeah, just for a couple of weeks until she wildly pivots again, because that's what these coaches do. They wildly pivot.
Oh my God, right? Talk about that. Talk about wildly pivot. WFAB, paging WFAB, is WFAB in the building, or have you all imploded at iGenius yet?
People will wildly pivot the minute it's like that thing they're doing is not working, because it never is. They're like, what if I just did something different? So this woman in Texas was like wellness hashtag Instagram guru, whatever. And was getting, I think, in trouble because she was coaching people to have healthy wellness lifestyles. And she's charging people for these coaching packages. But when anybody looked at it and compared their results with other people's results, they noticed all she was doing was like messaging people stuff like, you go girl and you got it boss and stuff like that. But it wasn't customized at all, like she promised. So it's fraud. But now, ooh, like she just pivoted totally to being like really Jesus-y, for lack of a better word. Like now she's real like, well, Jesus says blah, blah, blah. And she's making it all about God.
Well, yeah, it's easier to manipulate people and hurt people and harm people if you can, you know, exploit their faith, exploit their beliefs. It doesn't matter. It's just like, I want to make you feel guilty, so you do what I want you to.
So she's gone from being like a wellness guru to being like a faith guru. I don't know. But still selling, I think, her coaching packages under the guise of like, but also God. It's just like, what?
Here's the funny thing is like, there's so many different words that are being used that are from so many different faiths and backgrounds, like using guru and then Jesus in the same. It's like, what, you know, like the book that came out that Young Living is touting all around and saying, oh, this is, it's faith exploitation. It's not even just faith manipulation at this point. It's faith exploitation. If you read that book, you look at the things, we did a YouTube show on it. We talked about it. And it's like, they're using paganism and witchcraft, but also Christianity and Jesus, but they're talking about gurus and auras and chakras and all of these things. And it's like, how many faiths are you going to manipulate in this book? How many of these faiths are you going to exploit? Oh, you're not a Christian? Well, we're talking about gurus and crystals and chakras over here. Hey, there's that. Oh, you don't like that? Well, we've got this over here for you. It is wild that they think they can just come in here and just use words to manipulate people. Also, right now, we're still in a pandemic. People are still not where they were 2 years ago, financially, emotionally, whatever. So we're already all feeling, even though we're not saying it, that we're not great, that we're not doing good, that we, you know, that we're looking for something better. And so all of these companies are coming in and now they're using Jesus. He's a savior. He saved me. Do you need to be saved too? And I'm like, Jesus would come in and flip your fucking table over, you scammer. Stop There's using so much- Jesus to create transactional relationships with people that you love. Jesus doesn't do that.
Right. And it's crazy. Tangent. No, I mean, it's not a tangent though, because it's true. Like that, you know, there's all this, you know, like the hashtag servant leadership, right? And you'll so often, like, if you clicked on that hashtag, like on Instagram or, you know, LinkedIn, you'd see dudes standing in front of groups with like three people around them and them like talking about something on a whiteboard. And that's where you would see that. And it's like, so what are you saying? Are you saying that you are some sort of, you know, like deity sort of, like what is this? If you have to tell people that you're a hashtag servant leader, you're probably not.
Head over to quince.com and grab yourself a little something something and support the show by supporting our sponsors. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to lightweight fabrics and classic styles. I have been taking advantage of the beautiful weather and getting outside for daily walks, and I cannot say enough good things about the Flowknit high-rise boyfriend jogger from Quince. Seriously, running errands, doing school pickups, swinging by the farmer's market, or taking Zsa Zsa for a stroll around the lake, these bad boys are versatile. I love the deep pockets, the high waistband, and the internal hidden drawstring. They're quick drying, moisture wicking, antimicrobial, and the four-way stretch makes them so comfortable. They're made with 88% recycled polyester, and the Global Style Standard certified yarn dramatically lowers environmental impact by diverting landfill and ocean-bound plastic. Not to mention using recycled claim standard-approved dyeing, washing, and manufacturing processes with low water and eco-friendly dyes. They have become an absolute favorite, and you can save up to 59% off the high-end counterpart by shopping with Quince. Throw on a Cotton Modal scoop neck tee and some sneakers, and you've got a perfect, effortless outfit. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/MLM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/MLM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/MLM. Do you ever wonder how much of your personal data is out there on the internet just for anyone to find? I promise it's more than you think. Your name, contact info, social security number, home address, even information about your family members. It's all being compiled by data brokers and openly sold online. This can lead to a lot of problems, including identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, and unwanted spam calls. But now you can protect your privacy with DeleteMe. Signing up for the service is super easy. Just provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. They send you regular, personalized privacy reports showing what info they found, where they found it, and what they removed. I got my report, and I was floored with the results. Of the 105 data brokers they checked, 83 of them had my data. DeleteMe then removed 173 listings of my personal data off the internet. And they make sure that it stays off too. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe at a special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/MLM and use promo code MLM at checkout. The only way to get the 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/MLM and enter code MLM at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/MLM, code MLM.
Right? Like if you have to tell people what you are,
nice guy,
you're probably not that thing. That's like the guys in college who always say like, oh, I'm a nice guy. I don't know why women don't like me because I'm a nice guy. It's like,
obviously I'm a nice guy.
If you're telling me you're a nice guy, you're the worst guy. Like you're the worst.
Right. Like your actions are going to speak way louder than any word you say. So if you're a total douche and you're telling everyone you're nice, like people are gonna see right through that. Nope, I'm not gonna believe that. Nope.
You want people to see through it, but I get worried, and this is like a big part of the Chelsea Diamond experience, is I want to make sure people are seeing, like, if I can, you know, what, like anti-MLM, right? But if I can save like one person from joining a fraudulent coaching program, that's great. Like, I want people to see the way I'm talking about this, which is realistic enough. Like, if you read the stuff that I write as Chelsea, it's nonsense, but it's not far off from what these people are writing in their Instagram, you know, posts.
Right.
It's not far off. I want people to look at it and go, I feel like this coaching program I'm being pitched is fake. It's not going to get me anywhere. And it's like thousands of dollars to sign up for these things.
It's insane. So I just pulled up your Instagram and your last post was from a couple of days ago. And it says Chelsea Diamond Fitness Tip of the Week. So everybody grab your pens and papers. It's a very, very good tip of the week. They say that you should work smarter, not harder. Well, if you want to burn calories, you should think harder, not smarter. First, thinking harder burns more calories than thinking less hard. And when you think less smart, you think longer, which means you can burn more calories.
I got that from a friend of mine. I got that from a friend of mine because we were talking and he was like, oh, he wrote that. And I said, can I copy paste that? I was like, that's a great one. I was just about to post one today. Another tip of the week, Chelsea tip of the week, which is if you put on a full face of makeup on Monday and don't wash your face, it's a big time saver because now you don't have to do your makeup for the rest of the week.
Right. You just do touch-ups here and there. That's great. That's amazing.
You just do touch-ups here and there.
Yeah. And if you use that lipstick that never comes off, you don't even have to touch up your lips.
A 24-hour lipstick? How about like 72-hour lipstick? What if I just never wash my face again? Yeah.
Here's another one. Babe, are you tired of sending embarrassing spammy messages in order to grow your following? Crying face. Are your thumbs exhausted from typing to girls you went to high school with, all in an attempt to get them into your new coaching program? Does crafting super long DMs to send on Instagram just not appeal to you anymore? And then it continues to go. It is just hilarious.
Yeah. And you know what's so scary about that post is I was marketed to, like, on Instagram or Facebook or something. I saw a woman post, like, you know, it was an ad and it was very similar. It was like, are you tired of doing this? Like, join my coaching program. And when I see something like that, it inspires me. I have an entire list of ideas. I have my notes section of my phone and I have a thing called Coaching Coaches. And it is a massive list of words and things to put in my posts. Like, so every time I see something that's nonsense, I'm still scrolling. It's insane. So like, here's some stuff. Success leaves clues. What the fuck does that mean?
A mystery. Let's solve it.
But I've seen that intentional. Showing up in all seasons. Scarcity mindset.
What does showing up in all seasons mean?
It means you got to show up for your business in all seasons of your life.
No matter the temperature and weather outside?
I think it's more about your internal temperature.
Oh, your internal.
I think that's like what it is.
Okay.
Take messy action. Be okay falling forward. What was your light bulb moment?
Okay. Well, wow. That light bulb moment. Oh man, that's like the why.
That's on there. Your why. That's on here. Convincing your husband to let you join my program. Your business making money while you sleep. Multiple income streams, passive income streams.
Residual income streams,
passive income. Going to Starbucks with money I made on my phone.
Ooh.
I mean, there's just, you know, all sorts of stuff. Making seven figures in 1 month doing nothing. Truth bomb. Real talk. Scale to six figures. Scale to seven figures. My favorite
How
ones
many
that
people
I've done,
are triggered right now? Oh my God.
Oh yeah. My favorite ones that I've done are where I Photoshop myself in front of stuff. Like if you look on my page, like there's pictures of me as Chelsea, but I keep Photoshopping myself in front of like a big house or like a few cars. And I just take the same picture and I Photoshop it out and I crop it in front of other stuff. And that's
amazing. Is it this one where you're jumping and you're on the yacht?
Yeah. So one time, you know, so like, Chelsea had a private jet, but she can't remember where she parked it. So she can't find the private jet anymore. Yeah. I hate when you park your private jet and you don't know where you parked it. Yeah. So
Chelsea only has one jacket though. Does anybody ever commented on how she only has one jacket?
No. I had my sister take a picture of me I said it was fall and I was like, oh my God, you know what I need to do? I need to go outside and throw leaves in the air and have you take a picture of me throwing leaves. And she was like, that's hilarious. Yeah. So the original picture is me throwing leaves outside of a winery. And then I just crop myself into a TED talk. So I just take the same picture and just put myself in new spots. And the beauty of it is like, it looks pretty fake, but it doesn't look so fake. Like you have to kind of look at it twice because I've had some people like definitely think it's real. And I'm like, no, this is not real.
I mean, that's a whole nother issue that people are like looking at very obvious parody fictional accounts and are like, is this real? I'm like, wow, really? Like, what? I feel like it's all connected though, right? Like, misinformation is like so normal nowadays that like people can look at things and be like, is this real?
That's a big problem. So I have a friend who, when I say friend, I just didn't want to reveal who it was. Not me. She like texted me. We texted like about a year ago around this time. And we were talking a little about business and she was kind of new to business, but she is an actual certified, board certified therapist, like a marriage family therapist. She has a master's degree in counseling. She's newer to entrepreneurship and she has clients who she does therapy with. And then she was looking into like expanding it and doing like relationship coaching, which is fine because she's actually had experience doing the thing that she says. I don't have a problem with coaches who have done the thing they're telling you how to do. However, I do have a problem when those coaches start saying things like, here's how you can scale to seven figures, when really they have no way to actually prove that that's possible. So anyway, she had texted me and was like, oh, I'm thinking about like joining this coaching program. I've got like these two women I'm following and they're starting this whole program and it sounds great. And I was like, okay, all right. And when I looked at the post she sent me, I was like, oh shit. You know, I was like, this isn't going to be good, but I didn't have the heart to like, I didn't know how to tell her. This looks like a bust, man. Like I wouldn't do this because I was like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Like maybe I'm just a total skeptic. Well, a couple months ago I talked to her and she was like, yeah, remember that program I signed up for? That was like a total scam. Like she went to, they had like a couple, it was expensive as hell. It was probably like $25,000 for the year. And then they had like four like in-person meetups. And the first in-person meetup was apparently pretty good. And then the second in-person meetup was kind of like your LuLaRoe cruise. It was kind of like Firefest. It was kind of like she went and it was like the two people who ran the group had a falling out like at the event. And they dissolved the last day of the event. Like apparently they dissolved the group. They were like, never mind. We're not going to even like have this coaching program anymore. And it's like, what the hell? So, and poor thing, like, I don't know if she was able to get her money back or whatever, but like, think about the money and also the emotional turmoil that was caused by these two friggin' jokers starting a quote unquote business coaching program. When really they have no credibility to do that.
Right. And you make an excellent point. There are legitimate people out there that teach and quote unquote coach, well, I sort of hate that term, but coach people in the spaces in which they are experts, in which they hold degrees, master's degrees, doctorates. Yes. They have, this is their job. This is their life. This is what they do. They're not signing up for a course and then starting their own business from that course. They went to school. They've been doing this for years. This is their passion. This is what they're doing with their life. This is not just a pivot for the weekend because there's nothing else to do. And like, I guess coaching coaches to coach coaches sounds like a pretty easy thing we could do if we get in early. Like, no. And so, you know, I don't really know how to find someone who's a legitimate coach other than to ask questions.
It's hard. It's hard because like, I love the internet, right? Like the internet is the best of everything and the worst of everything. It's connected me with so many wonderful people and it's connected me with people that I really wish I'd never heard of.
Ever met in your life.
Yeah. So it's the best and the worst of all things, really. But it also makes it really hard to discern what is real. Because if you have enough money to make yourself a great website, pay somebody to make you a great website, you can hide behind that for quite some time. And I've been faked out before. There's a woman that I know here in Pittsburgh who is a total joker. But a couple of years ago, I was thinking, oh, I didn't know anybody in entrepreneurship, right? I didn't really know too many women who actually had businesses. And so we went to lunch a couple of times. But by the second or third meetup, I was starting to think, you know what? I think this woman isn't really doing anything, but is just really good at promoting herself. And that's exactly what it was. Yeah, it's kind of scary because it's like, if I had to do, I'm pretty clever and I'm pretty quick, but if I had to do that much like in-person research to realize this woman was kind of a fake, how the hell is anyone going to do that online? You know, like my friend who got tricked into joining this like $25,000 coaching program with these two frauds. If you are not savvy, like if you are not, if you haven't been in the industry for a long, if you haven't been in entrepreneurship for a long time and you're seeing people who are like, oh, I know how to teach you how to do this thing. You know, you can get swept up in that. Like you can get swept up in an MLM. Like you can get swept up in any sort of, you know, Nexium leadership, coaching, networking, la la la, right? It's easy to get bamboozled. Absolutely. By good bamboozlers.
Yes, like that's a great point, right? So when you're looking and you're like, you know what, I want a coach to help me with this one thing that I'm doing, and you're looking.
Yeah.
It's very important to know that the bamboozlers are professional bamboozlers. So it's going to be very hard for you to find legitimacy with them because they're going to hide it under many things. I mean, they could even open up other websites when you click to have these articles. You have to look like, what is this website? Is this a legit website? Is this like another website that is made off the back of this other website? A lot of times, like what I see on these coaching websites, which makes me just go like red flag, is like some words are bold. They always have like this like background color that's like yellow or red. It's like a lot of, it's very, it looks very templatable. Is that a word? Mm-hmm. I just made it up.
I like it.
It's very templatable. And you're just plugging in the information and it looks like a dime a dozen. It looks like your cousin made it. Like it looks like your cut, like, you know, the cousin, you know, the exact cousin when I said that.
Oh, yeah.
There was a cousin that came to mind. That's the cousin that makes this website. And it is janky. It is janky as hell. And it's literally, it's the same thing, you know, and they're like, it's not an MLM. And I'm like, you're right. It's not, but it's a course that uses the same sort of MLM pyramid structure. So it might not be a member of the DSA, but it's very easy for me to see that this is a scam. And so to avoid those professional bamboozlers, be aware that they're out there. You know, 4% of the world's are sociopaths. So, you know, they also have access to the internet too, and they can make websites just like you and I can. Look for people's credentials. Find their name. If you're a legit person, your name's on there.
Who have they worked with?
Right.
You know, because a lot of these people will, there's a guy right now who's working real hard to steal some of my intellectual property. He's working hard. He's putting in the time, but he also has no background. He has no real knowledge about what he's trying to do. And he also, like, if you really spend time on this guy's website, he has no clients. Like, you're looking and you're going like, well, wait a second. You know, they always use this word. And if you look, any of these bamboozlers, a lot of times they'll use the word clients. And you'll go, okay. And because, like, here's the thing. I've used the word clients. But if you ask me who my clients are, you can look at my website. Go to rachelwonderland.com and you will see who I've worked with and what I do. And, you know, I can refer you to people who will talk about what I've done with them. But if you go to these websites of these bamboozlers who are coaching coaches to coach or whatever, they'll say the word clients, but then they don't have any real, you know, resources, like any sources and no references at all. Or it'll be hella vague. It'll be like, oh, when I did this workshop with whoever, you know, here was their feedback. And it's like, you're looking at it and you're like, this doesn't really look legit. Or they'll say like an attendee. I love that. Like they'll have a quote from somebody like, this workshop was fantastic and I loved it. And then they'll say like, the quote is attributed to an attendee. I'm like, what? Who?
They're like a random name that's like Adam F. And you're like, okay.
Like Adam F. Like, yeah, I'm sure. Can we speak to Adam? Does Adam have a photo? It's like, nope. Stock photos, a lot of stock photos.
There's even a website that like, it's, I think it's thatpersondoesn'texist.com, and it's literally composite photos and it's just randomized. So I'm telling you, like, you could just find a face. Wild. This person doesn't exist. It's literally a composite of like 10 other faces. And this person does not exist. And hey, how easy is that for you to slap that on a picture and be like, that's Margot. And she says this was a great value.
She says this was amazing. Yeah, it's really, the internet really has provided a perfect storm for this kind of rampant chaos and fraud and fraudulent behavior, because at least for a little while, these people can hide. They can disguise themselves and their quote unquote businesses behind a wall of like, well, oh, clients, like broad terms, like you said, like bolded words that make it seem like they're doing something or providing something that they've never done and have zero qualifications to be doing.
Absolutely. And so it's really important that if this is something that you want to do, and this is the help that you're trying to get, that you go down the avenue of trying to figure out who this person is, finding a paper trail. Legit people will have them. You'll be able to Google their name and find articles they're in, pictures of them on Google. It's very easy when you're real to find all kinds of information. So that's something that you guys should be doing, is like really utilizing the search engine and being like, Brad Braddington, let's look that up. Well, that's not a person. That's not real. And figuring it out, because, you know, like, we can't hold your hand. That's why we have this podcast, to sort of educate you and teach you on what to do. And when you get stuck at these crossroads and being like, is this a real person? The steps that you can take in order to confirm or deny that. And again, all of these things we're talking about, those buzzwords, those loaded language terms, the you know, dollar, you know, or dime a dozen websites that look the same, you know,
red flags.
They're all red flags. They're all red flags. Even in the comment section, if you're like, this is a scam, there's going to be all kinds of people that are like, this isn't a scam. I've replicated this. Like, it's the same. It's just bro space pyramid schemes.
Generic advice too, like a lot of generic advice. I would tell people, if they're looking for, you know, coaching, to look for a specific type of thing. For example, like the business coaches, I've had two coaches that I would recommend because of what they specifically do. So I've had Pia Silva, who I went to because I took her course. It was the first time I ever invested in anything. I took a course about how to present and how to bring in certain types of clients. And that was immensely helpful. And so then I went and did a year of business coaching, like small group business coaching with her, because she actually has a business. She has a marketing business and has made money and, you know, has done that for a living and is now teaching people how to kind of replicate specifically that. There's another woman, Christina Scalera, who owns the contractshop.com, and she teaches people how to mostly do online products. But I really went to her because I wanted to learn how to trademark. So I took a class from her on trademarking, and I bought a couple of her contract templates. So if you're looking for a coach, look for the specific thing that you need, not like business coaching, right? Or like how to build a course, because that is just so vague. And I don't really think you need to pay a ton of money to learn how to quote unquote build a course.
And that's an excellent point, right? Because probably most likely these people that you mentioned, Pia and Christina, they probably offer all kinds of free advice on their too, where they're like, hey, if you want more information, I do have paid courses, but here's some really great free advice that actually will work. So they're going to be giving you the majority of their knowledge on their socials. They're going to be sharing those things, inspiring you, helping you. And then if you want to go deeper, if you want to dig deeper, you can. That's another difference between these coaching coaches to coach and like actual coaches.
So yeah, so true. That's a great point. If you are looking up somebody and going like, can this person be a good fit for me? Do they have resources on their YouTube channel, their website, their blog, news articles, their Instagram? Are they giving you actual info? You know, can you start out buying a small, tiny thing from them and seeing if that helps you before spending, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000+ on just diving right into coaching? Because I had another woman who I signed up for her like marketing coaching course, and it was crap. Like, I don't feel like I did my homework on her, and it wasn't really very good. I mean, it wasn't like fraudulent. It, you know, she did have information, but it wasn't, it didn't give me anything useful. I was like, okay, that was kind of a waste of, you know, $2,000. Also, everybody, this is just a weird thing, but like everybody's prices are always like something 79. So it'll be like $279, or it'll be like $2,779. There's a lot of 79s out there for some reason. It's really weird. It's weird. A lot of times there's a 9 at the end of it. Like they won't just say like 3,000. It'll be like $2,999. It's like, I'm not an idiot. Like, I know that's $3,000. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an excellent point too, right? Like that's a marketing term. Wouldn't you rather buy something that's 99 cents than a dollar? Like, I mean, come on. So it's like, that is a total marketing thing, which you see if you go to literally any store, because like, you're like, Target sells it for $19.99, but Walmart has it for $19.87.
It's like, ooh, big savings.
So that's actually an interesting point too. And yes, that even like smaller things, free things or smaller things, that's very important, I think, as well. Although I feel like saying that now, all of the coaches are like, I have to offer a little bit of free stuff now. But again,
that's a thing. They don't have anything to offer. Because right. When you dive into these, you're like, this person's not actually, they don't have any information. Their whole thing is like the woman who transitioned from being a fitness coach to being like a deity coach, right? She's like, oh, you go, girl. You got it, babe. You know, like, is that, that's not advice. That's not, you know, you're not bringing anything to the table here.
It's like the movie, Mystery Men. Do you remember that movie? It's like all like the superheroes that were like, they didn't really have superpowers.
And there was
the one guy that like always had like the Blue Raja or something. I don't remember what it was, but he always had the advice. He was like, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Like ridiculous advice. That's just like the opposite of what he said. Just like, I say it in English and then I say it in Yoda and it's inspirational now.
Right.
Avoid that.
Elizabeth Holmes, right? Like I like Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos, right? You know, was obsessed with that Yoda quote. There was like a Yoda quote and she like had them paint it like on the wall at Theranos. There were like all these like inspirational quotes. And it's like, but you're not doing anything. You know
what I mean? Like, right. We just have to keep everybody inspired for as long as we can. Because if they're inspired, they won't ask questions. And if they don't ask questions, we can continue to keep this up for as long as possible.
Right. I also think that there's, you know, like Instagram is unfortunately like, it's a powerful tool. It's a great tool, but it's also, you have these like ridiculous, like manifestation babe kind of coaches to coach. And you're looking at their pages going, what the hell do these women do for a living? And I think the answer is post on Instagram, you know, but they're like, I make 7 figures. I'm like, doing what?
Yeah,
but they
where?
Have these beautifully cultivated Instagram feeds, just giving off this kind of like, I'm a successful person. It's like, okay, cool. Doing what?
It gives so much boss babe is what it does.
But they get all these followers.
Yeah, and because it's like people that are lost that are looking for a shepherd because they're using, you know, affinity fraud and dog whistles to and also marketing, like the ads that you're seeing. If you're seeing these ads, you can actually click right on the side. It says, why am I seeing this ad? You can click and it will tell you, especially on Facebook. It's like, you're seeing this ad because the person that is posting this ad is looking for women ages 25 to 40 who are sad and lonely. And you're like, oh, great. Wonderful. That's why I'm seeing this. Awesome. Thanks so much. I'm being targeted. And guess what? When I was in LuLaRoe, we were told to do that. We were told to do Facebook ads and target specific people. And that's something that I taught people how to do. This is what you need to do. You need to target people who are this age, who live, you know, within 100 miles of you or whatever. If you want to have a party, you got to target. It's all targeted. It's all marketing. It's all advertising. It's part of it. But yeah. Some people use it for good and some people use it for evil.
And if you're using it for evil and you have 25 million followers, somebody goes to your page. So my friend who got bamboozled by those two coaches, those coaches have a ton of followers and their feeds are very cultivated and very pretty. And so if you go to their Instagrams, you're like, well, these people, there's kind of like this manipulation that happens inside of your own mind where you justify the amount of followers they have. And you go, well, this person has to be legit because they have, you know, 25 million followers. But right? That has nothing. These two things are not related at all. At all.
No, you can 100% purchase followers.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it. It's very easy. There's apps where you don't even have to purchase it. There's like follow for follow apps. When you follow people, you get put in a database of people who follow people back. When you download these apps, you're just following each other. You're just following each other over and over and over and over and over again. And it's nothing. So the best way to look when you go to these and go, wow, but they've got 4 million followers. They've got to be a business guru. Like, look. So what you're going to do is you're going to look at their engagement, because if you have 4 million followers, you should have a pretty good engagement, especially if all of those people came to you organically and are actually interacting. You should have a lot of views. You should have a lot of likes and you should have a lot of comments. And if you don't, that's fishy. So you want to go to check out people's social blades, and you can go and you can type in these names and it will give you their social blade and it will actually tell you what their engagement is. And you can even see the spikes, like, whoa, that's a big spike. That's when they bought their followers. Look at that spike. It's not a gradual, it's a spike. And you can look at my social blade and you'll see spikes, but it's like, oh, that's when Lula Rich came out. Oh, that's when she did, that's when that show came out. Those are my spikes. But again, like, I've never paid for my followers. Every single person I have came organically. You can tell because like they're commenting in the comments and we're having engagement. These accounts that don't have any engagement, that is a huge red flag that it is fake, at least not what it's presenting to be.
Even looking at their pictures and you see that like they have 4 million followers and 20 people liked a photo. It's like, well, what, you know, where's the rest of these 4 million people?
Yeah, and like perfectly curated photos that you would assume would get that much engagement. You know, I've talked to people about growing social and like, what do you do? And I'm like, you know, I'm fine. But what the advice that they've given me is like, oh, you really want to clean up your feed and make it really pretty. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't do that. Like, I can't. Like, I wish I could, but like, I post when I want to post. I can't curate these beautiful posts weeks and weeks in advance. Like, what I'm posting is literally I'm typing it right now and then posting it. Like, that's
a lot of work.
That's what I do. That's how my ADHD works. Like, if I'm posting, that's me posting. It's not scheduled out. The only thing I schedule out is the podcast.
Yeah. I saw you originally on the LuLaRoe doc and same thing. Like when we connected on Instagram, I was like, I know who that is. Oh, Lula Rich.
Oh, I know who that is.
How did you get on the Lula Rich? Like how did Lula Rich?
So they came to me. They came to me. They saw the Vice documentary that I had done like a year and a half before that.
Yeah, I saw you on that too.
Yeah. And they were like, we loved it. Let's tell a bigger story. And I was like, let's go.
Got it.
I mean, that's literally what happened. Like, I have people reach out to me that are in other MLMs and they're like, hey, we're thinking about doing a documentary. Can I get on a Zoom call with you and you can tell me how you pitched it? And I was like, I can tell you right now, they came to me. That was the easiest Zoom ever. Like, no, they came to me. So that's also another really great example of letting you know that people are always watching. Always. They're always watching. Yeah. They're always lurking. They're always just checking it out, which is totally fine. Lurk all you'd like. Say hi. I'd love to say hi. But people are watching you, whether or not it's people that are spying and sending it back to whoever, you know, hates you. Like, did you see what she said today? Oh my God. Or it's just people that are watching because they're like, what's going on? I have people that are like, I started following you a year ago. I was still in an MLM. And then slowly over the year, you were like, check it out. And I saw it and now I'm out. And so for me, it's like, even that, when I get these emails that are like, I've been watching you for a year and I'm in Young Living or whatever, and I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. And it's just a really great reminder that people are watching, and to be kind and to be understanding and compassionate, because if you're being rude and mean and you're attacking people, and I'm not talking about comedy because like, that's a completely different thing. Comedy is not attacking people. But you know, like, it's just important. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that people find you you know, and then decide to get out. But that means like somewhere in the back of their head, they're like, you know what? I don't like what I'm in right now. Like, I don't like, there's some cognitive dissonance happening in the frontal lobe where they're like, well, I got to stay in, like, this is good for me. But somewhere in the back of their mind, they're going, I got to get the hell out of this. And they see your page and they're following along and you're slowly working your way to the front of their brain where they're going, you know what?
Yeah.
It's time for me to go. Like, it's time for me to get the hell out of this MLM.
I love those whatever messages. I'm
in. Yeah. That's really interesting. Right. You know, the people who kind of wake up to it, it's probably a very slow wake up process because your brain, you've already sunk so much cost into whatever you're in. And this is true of anything in your life, but like in particular with like somebody's in a cult or an MLM or whatever, you sink a lot of emotional and financial cost into that thing. And it's very hard to climb out of a sunk cost when it's very deep, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got an email the other day, and this is very interesting. There was a woman who is like, I found you a couple months ago. I'm deep in this MLM. I've been in it for like, you know, 5-10 years, whatever it was.
Wow.
Very long time. Very much at the top. Very much all my eggs are in this basket. Very much want to get out, Roberta, but I don't know how. So what I'm doing is I'm following all these people. I'm listening to the content. I'm educating myself. And while I'm in and still selling, she's like, I've stopped recruiting. I'm not offering the opportunity. I don't want to bring anybody else in, but I need to get out and literally all my eggs are in this basket. So can you help me with resources? Like, how do I get out of this? And
yeah,
being able to offer resources and be like, here's other options for work that you can do that you can add, right? So you've got all your MLM, you're going to add this other gig work or whatever on the side, and you're going to slowly not do the MLM as much and do the other one and slowly shift out.
Right.
I understand that not everybody can leave the MLM today. I get that. I mean, hi, that's why this is here. You know, not everybody can leave immediately. And so it's really interesting that I'm even getting those emails that are like, I just wanted to let you know, I'm on my way out, but I'm still in, but I'm following along and thank you so much. And if you could talk about this, I would really love some more information. And so a lot of times that's why I'll talk about certain companies is because I'm getting these emails on the back end that are like, I'm stuck in this and I need information and I need a video to show my husband, or I need a video to show my upline, or I need a video to show my friend. Can you do this? And it's really interesting. And we're making a real impact and we're really helping people. And again, it's okay if you can't leave today, but you can make these small steps. Like, I'm not going to recruit anybody else. I'm not going to send those messages on the 25th of the month. That's like, make sure you get on your 7. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to slowly work my way out.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. We're so happy you're here. We see you. We appreciate you. And we're here for you. This community is so loving and open and understanding. And, you know, we value that honesty of people saying, look, I want to get out when I'm stuck and I need help. We will help you. There are people out there. You could tell your story, even on an anonymous account. There might be somebody that's like, you know what? I actually am hiring for a virtual assistant and I would love to hire you. And then you don't, you know what I mean? So like, I know that we joke about attraction marketing and stuff like that, and it's like bullshit, but I will say there is something to be said about just speaking your intentions out loud, whether that's to the universe or whether that's to some, you know, God or whatever it is, or whether it's to your best friend, that accountability factor of being like, I'm going to get out. I'm going to work my way out. Like, we're here for you and we are so proud of you. And we know that it's really difficult. And you know, like, I just want everybody that's in that specific space right now to be proud of themselves, that you've recognized the problem. You're acknowledging that it actually is a problem and you are actively trying to change it to get yourself out. And you should be very proud of that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So many people don't, right? Like, when you're kind of, when you've dug that hole, like that hole has been dug for you, you're in this sunk cost hole. It's really hard to see how you could ever be out of it.
Right. And when you're digging that hole, you're not the only one digging. Like your upline's helping you dig, your sideline's helping you dig, your downline's helping you dig. You're getting in so deep, but when you need to get out, no one's helping you get out. And so that's where we come in to help you guys. So again, like if anytime you're listening to this podcast and you resonate with somebody's story, reach out to them. Like that's the reason that we're doing this. That's the reason that people are coming on here and using their real names, because they also want to help you. They've been there. They've seen it. They've helped their loved ones, whatever it is. It's a full circle. And the more that we can support each other coming out of this journey, the more anti-MLM advocates we make to continue the process of this compassionate understanding of like, you're in a cult, you're in a bad situation. We're going to help you out. I know it's going to take you 6 months. I'm not going to, you know, tell you you're a horrible person. I'm going to support you. I'm going to check in with you every couple of weeks. Hey, how's it going? Oh yeah. You know, I got this job. I got a side job, blah, blah, blah. We're going to check in with you. We're going to make sure that you're on the right path. Like it's really important. And so that accountability, I talk about having an anchor outside of MLM. You know, we're all here to help you with that. We're all here to help you be your anchor, to not shame you and to help you make the choices that are best for you. And sometimes Roberta, that choice.
You should make a coaching
I program. Should. I should make a coaching program. Coaching coaches to help coaches get out of coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like so
I'm gonna put that down. I'm going to start working on that coaching program.
So deep. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's true, right? It's true. Yeah. So it's a wonderful space. And I'm so happy that we're here. And I'm so happy that there's people like you, Rachel, and people like Chelsea that are exposing the ridiculousness so that people can actually see their own ridiculousness and go, oh my God, I kind of do this.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I hope that people do, you know, see Chelsea Diamond and go, oh no, like maybe I shouldn't talk this way on the internet
publicly.
Like,
to everyone.
Yeah, because there are people who like are doing legitimate business dealings, but when they're speaking in that kind of hyperbolic manner, like the way Chelsea Diamond, my character, speaks, you're playing into this world. You're playing into the bamboozling.
Absolutely. I am so thankful that we were able to connect and talk about this. This is something I want to talk about for a while. And so it's great that we were able to do this. Your account is hilarious. If you guys like anti-MLM parody accounts, definitely check out good old Chelsea Diamond Coaches Helping. What is it again?
At Coaching Coaches to Coach.
Coaching coaches to coach.
Chelsea with two E's.
Diamond. And I'll throw that in the show notes too, so that everybody can find it easily. Thank you so much, Rachel. You are absolutely incredible. I really, really, really appreciate this. Do you want to do some coaching, what you've seen coaching rapid fire questions since you were never in MLM?
Yeah. Let's do that. All right.
One word that encompasses how you feel about online coaching.
Horn. Horn. Because it can be good. Because it can be good. But then you've got this whole seedy underbelly, right? You've got a seedy underbelly of these coaches.
Absolutely.
It is a pyramid, but you only see like the top half and you're like, yeah, this is good. And then the seedy underbelly, it's like all underwater.
What is a warning to somebody that wants to join one of these coaching programs? What would you say?
Think twice. Think about what your actual goals are. And if this person can help you attain those goals. And then two, are those goals really attainable by taking one coaching program? Are they promising you the world? Are they promising you like, oh, you're going to take my course and you're going to turn around and like make your own 7-figure course? No, that's not going to happen. That's not a real thing. You know, are they promising you that they're going to show you how to, you know, create your first online product? Okay, fine. That seems doable. But are they telling you you're going to make $1 million from it? That's not going to happen.
Right. So you've seen all these bamboozlers all over your LinkedIn. What is the worst type of coaching that you see in your opinion?
The worst type of coaching is probably the vaguest type, which I would just say is like business coaching, right? Like I'm going to coach you how to have a business. It's like a business could be anything. It's like, how could you possibly coach somebody to have a business? Like, is this a store? Is this a physical like place? Like, can I go to it? Can I walk outside and go to it? Is it an online store? Is it a wellness platform? Like, what are we talking about? So the vagueness of like a business coach, what the hell is a business coach? Oh, wait. Oh, I hate also lifestyle coaching. That might actually be worse. A lifestyle coach. Like, what is a lifestyle coach? Lifestyle coach. That might be worse.
Right. That's just a FOMO coach, I think. Just like a fake it till you make it. Like, just make everybody super jealous of you until they want to join you kind of coach.
Right. Like, here's my private jet. Look what you can have. You can have a jet.
The hardest lesson that somebody might learn if they spend all their money on one of these coaching programs.
That they're not going to get anything out of it. I mean, I think, you know, not only could you lose a good deal of cash, you're also, you know, hurting your ability to actually do this thing, right? Like, if you've just started a business yesterday, my advice would be work it for a while, like work hard at it for a while, because you're not going to see results right away. I've been a consultant now since late 2016. It took probably 3 years to really get into a flow where I was like, oh, I'm like making decent money now. This is working for me. Like, how can I continue to grow this? And about 3 years in was when I found Pia, who is my business coach, because I didn't feel like I could even benefit from having a coach before that. Like, what the hell are they going to tell me to do? I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know what I need help with. So until you know what you need help with, until you've really struggled through it, I don't think you can say, oh, I need a coach, because you probably don't. You just need to, work.
Right.
You need to work on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then for somebody who maybe is at that, right, that crux where they're like, maybe I should get a business coach. I'm going to look into it. What has been the positive aspects of you actually getting a legitimate coach to help you with your business?
One was, I don't really need too much accountability. I'm pretty accountable to myself, but I got my one business coach, Pia, like right at the beginning of January 2020. So in March, it was really nice to have a group of fellow entrepreneurs who were all freaking out in a similar way. Like, because it's different than like if you have a full-time job who says, okay, you can work from home. This is like, oh, I'm the only person making money for my business. What are we going to do? And then the second one would be having specific help on specific things. So the way that I pitch to my clients has been deeply influenced by Pia, right? So she taught me a specific way to work with clients, and that has been a huge moneymaker for me. So specific things like that, and having people that you know, that you have met through those groups who, you know, are on the same similar path as you are.
Excellent. And it's like, yeah, if something feels scammy or like a red flag, it probably is. And it probably it's okay is. To take a step back to say, wait a second, I need some more time, and to take that step back and to do your research like we provided in here. Look for certain things, you know,
look for red flags.
Yeah. Look for those because red flags. They're there.
If you have a feeling that it's, you know, a scam, it probably is. Like, don't second guess yourself. And to be honest, I wish that I told my friend who I talked about earlier, I wish I had told her, hey, I think these two women with this coaching program, this might be a scam. But I was afraid. I didn't want to like offend her. I didn't want to upset her. And I don't know if she would have listened to me, but maybe I could have saved her some money and some time.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, hindsight's 2020, right? And that's why we do these shows. Yeah. Thank you so much, Rachel. We're going to throw all of your socials in the show notes so that everybody can find you easily. Again, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing Chelsea with everybody. And I hope everybody goes and follows, because your account is chef's kiss.
Thank you. I hope this boosts me over the 1,000 mark and I just like set sail into parody land, you know, from here.
Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And follow us on social media at Life After MLM Podcast and my advocacy at The Real Roberta Blevins. You can find all of the links to the social accounts in our show notes. And if you just listened to that incredible story and you thought, oh my God, I have a story just like that that needs to be told, hit me up, therealrobertablevins@gmail.com. I would love to have you on the show to share your story and start your journey in life after MLM. See you next time, Huns.